Skills for Life. Level 2. Sample Test B. Recording 1.
Now we have Jim Hughes on the line. Jim, I understand that you complained to your local council recently.
Yes. Well, someone had left an old broken down car on the street just outside my house, and it was there in the way for over 2 weeks. A friend of mine, who has dealings with the council through his job, told me who I could contact about it. So I rang and spoke to an environment officer who asked me a few questions. You know, my details, what the problem was, how long exactly the car had been there, and also something I couldn't help her with, unfortunately, which was who was responsible for leaving it there. She said she'd try to deal with the matter as soon as she could, but that she'd write to me within 4 working days to let me know what was being done about it.
What would you say about the council's response?
You won't believe it, but it took them less than a day to remove it. I was very pleased with how they handled it. I just felt angry about the person who had just dumped the car there in the first place. I mean, how inconsiderate. People just don't seem to give any thought these days about how they waste taxpayers' money. And if I had my way...
Thank you, Jim. Now, our next caller is...
Recording 2.
Our next caller is Marcia. Go ahead, Marcia.
Hello. Well, a few weeks ago, I was fined for driving in a bus lane.
And do you think that's unfair?
Well, what happened was I was late getting out of work, and I was in a hurry to get to my daughter's nursery, and a camera caught me going into a bus lane. It wasn't as if I was stuck there for half an hour blocking traffic. I mean, I was actually there for no more than a minute. But 2 days later, I got a letter from the council ordering me to pay a large fine.
And how did you feel about that?
Well, naturally, I was really upset at the time. But it was a while ago, and I'm pleased to say that I'm quite calm about it at the moment. But the point I wanted to make, actually, is this. Because I was furious at the fine, I thought I'd do something about it. So I went to the council website, which gives you all sorts of information about how to appeal. But it also gives you more general information about roads and public transport. And what I was amazed to discover was just how much money the council gets from traffic fines. Anyway, I ended up paying as you do.